With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. It's June 1st, the start of the hurricane season.
A lot of people begin to think about preparation when an event occurs, and that's not preparation. And then they're scrambling around to get the right things. So I think this is the time. You know, we know we're going to have an eventful year. Every year is going to be an eventful year. So this is the time to ensure that you think about what may happen. For example, if a hurricane is approaching, where would you put your vehicle? Parking on high ground. Let's think about sort of the perishable items that you would want within your home. And if you're going to have to leave your home, where would you go? What about your neighbors?
Hazard Management Deputy Director David Broughton is encouraging residents to head to caymanprepare.ky to get tips and find out where your closest hurricane shelter is. It's a good rating by inspectors for the team at the Achievement Center. Children's achievement in most aspects of exploration, respect, communication, and well-being were judged as good. The quote, respectful and positive ethos of the center successfully promoted children's positive behavior and a safe learning environment. Children's behavior and emotional development at the Achievement Center were judged as good as well because teachers maintained the learning environment well and had high expectations of the kids. Teaching was judged as good, as was learning and the curriculum. It was described as broad and balanced and appropriately aligned with the Cayman Islands early years curriculum framework. The Office of Education Standards says the emphasis on the progression of skills ensured that each year group was building on the learning gains made in the class below. Assessment, supporting guidance, and self-evaluation and improvement planning were judged as satisfactory at the Achievement Center. Positive relationships were evident between the teachers and children, and all teachers supported the kids to feel safe, to explore, and take risks. Health and safety were judged as good. Regular maintenance checks were carried out, and issues were, quote, appropriately addressed. The OES says high standards of care and good hygiene were evident throughout the Achievement Center. Leadership, links with the parents and the community and staffing, as well as the learning environment, were all judged as good as well. Both the principal and staff demonstrated, quote, an ethos of professionalism and collegial working. The report says there was a clear focus on improving standards, and staff had been effective in improving children's achievement in key aspects of their learning goals. Staff retention levels were high as well. The well-resourced outdoor learning environment, quote, provided children with diverse movement opportunities such as climbing, swinging, jumping, and balancing, and the learning environment, both indoor and outdoor, quote, effectively extended the curriculum. Now with the Checkup International News, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's Newsroom.
BBC News with Julie Candler. At least 18 bystanders have been killed in fighting between Sudan's rival military forces at a market in Khartoum. More than 100 people were injured. It's the deadliest incident involving civilians since the conflict began. President Zelensky has renewed his appeal for Ukraine to be allowed to join NATO and the EU. He was speaking at a European summit in Moldova, called to show solidarity against Russia. Russian officials say the border region of Belgorod has again come under artillery fire from Ukraine, leaving one person injured. It follows a night of what the local governor described as heavy shelling. NATO has warned that it may have to send more reinforcements to Kosovo. There's been violence in recent days after local Serbs protested at the installation of ethnic Albanian mayors in some Serb-majority towns. A court in Senegal has handed down a 2-year prison sentence to the opposition leader Ousmane Sonko. He was convicted of corrupting young people but cleared of rape charges. The Chinese province of Henan has launched a campaign to find jobs for young people. Last month, a record 1 in 5 people aged between 16 and 24 were out of work. Pakistan says 2 of its soldiers have been killed in clashes with gunmen along the border with Iran. It says it's in communication with Iranian officials about the violence. Zimbabwe's parliament has approved a bill that will punish citizens for what are deemed unpatriotic acts. This includes anyone who's meeting foreign officials with the aim of encouraging sanctions. Dignitaries from around the world are in Jordan for the wedding of Crown Prince Hussein to a Saudi Arabian architect, Rajwa As-Saif. Among the guests are Britain's Prince and Princess of Wales, the US First Lady, and the King and Queen of the Netherlands. BBC News.